If you thought college was expensive, try childcare. Nowadays, it's one of the most costly things families pay for. States across the country are wrestling with ways to make the service cheaper and easier to access. Now, Washington is making some headway. State lawmakers are pouring millions of extra dollars into early learning. One woman has even come up with a way to connect vulnerable families with state aid. Max Wasserman reports on what she's doing in two communities near Yakima.
Row after row of fluorescent lights stretch above the hallway. The carpet and walls are sterile gray. It's the plain bureaucratic decor you'd expect in a state agency, except one room that has a totally different vibe. There's toys and colored blocks. Kids play with fake insects and action figures. One three-year-old girl proudly sings next to a miniature table.
Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
This room is buried deep in a Department of Social and Health Services office in Yakima. Twice a week, the space serves as a drop-in childcare center. Anyone can stop in. Usually, that's parents waiting to apply for state services. Many of them are in crisis.
When they come into this room and they're here for a while, you see the shoulders drop. They relax. They settle. They sit down. They play. They smile.
That's Maria Vasquez. She came up with the idea for an early learning space for vulnerable families. When she was a kid, her mom was on public assistance, so she knows what it's like to struggle.
Being a mom, I was able to learn how hard that must have been for my mom. You know, and I only had two children. She had six.
Maria is the first person in her family to go to college. Now she helps vulnerable families with the play space in Yakima and another in Sunnyside. Together, they've served thousands of families, including migrant laborers and homeless parents. Rachel showed up today with her three-year-old daughter. She has three other kids with no place of her own. We're only using her first name because she's trying to get back on her feet.
We're staying with a friend right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have another play group that we have over at the Madison House.
Okay.
Union Gospel.
So far, Maria has helped hundreds of parents like Rachel connect to local play groups and state aid. Her hope is to lift families out of poverty by getting kids ready for kindergarten. Other social service offices across the state are now starting to consider the model, but it's not just the poor who need help with childcare. Even Democratic State Representative Christine Reeves has trouble affording it.
As a mom of a four-year-old and a six-year-old who pays $35,000 a year, yeah, it's frustrating to know that I pay more in childcare right now for my two kids than I will probably pay for them when they go to college.
Reeves is leading efforts in Olympia to make childcare more affordable. Some people blame the issue on the market. Wages have stagnated in the face of rising costs. There's also the fact that for every dollar the state spends, less than a penny goes to early learning. So what's the impact? Parents are having to choose between a career or kids.
This is no longer a mommy issue. This is an economics issue. This is a workforce development issue.
But Reeves says it doesn't have to stay a problem. State lawmakers have agreed to pump more than $100 million into early learning in this year's budget. They're also working on a plan to cap childcare costs at 7% of a family's income. Senator Patty Murray has vowed to do the same thing in Congress. But the problem is still widespread. About 75% of families with young kids in Washington state don't put them in licensed childcare or take advantage of government aid. That's where Maria comes in.
I was given an opportunity years ago. You know, somebody helped me out. Somebody told me that life could look differently. And I believe them. And so here I am. I want to be that for someone else.
Maria is working to add more childcare spaces in eastern Washington. She admits there's not enough data to know the true impact. That could take at least a generation. For now, it's repeat visitors that make her feel like she's headed in the right direction. In Yakima, I'm Max Wasserman.